This is Dr. Olivera dictating on the patient by the name of Velma Bernard. The last name is Beta Alpha Roger November Alpha Roger Delta Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D. First name, V like in Victor, E, L like in Lima, M like in Mike, A, Velma Bernard. This is the clinical case of a 91-year-old patient of Dr. Medinci, M-E-D, like in Delta, E-N-C-E. That is following this practice because of the presence of CKD. CKD stage is 4. The contributory factors for the CKD stage 4 are related to atherosclerotic heart disease and congestive heart failure, leading to cardiorenal syndrome, type 2 diabetes that has been under control, hyperlipidemia and arterial hypertension, as well as the aging process, period. The patient has maintained a serum creatinine that is 2.3, a BUN of 40, an estimated EFR around 20 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria, no evidence of microalbuminuria. It's in very stable condition. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease and congestive heart failure. And the auscultation of the lungs is completely clear. The peripheral the laboratory, the lungs are clear. There is no evidence of peripheral edema. The patient has gained 4 pounds of body weight. She is not distressed, but she is oxygen dependent. She doesn't have any specific complaints. My main concern is the presence of a change in the hemoglobin from 12.6 in May to 11.2 grams on August the 30th of 2024. We are going to make Dr. Medinci aware of that change, and he will do the workup. Following number, the patient has a history of type 2 diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any esophagitis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup, time spent in the service, 7 minutes review in the laboratory, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.